Back to Frances Beckwith here. Now, the subject, which we began in the first hour, and this is now happening in multiple locations, is the state, first the state of Illinois, and now the state of Ontario, or the country, or the fiefdom, or whatever, the province of Ontario, are making it legally impossible for Christians to be foster parents. If you're devout, and you believe the commandments, and you believe the gospel, and you believe the catechism on homosexuality and transgender dysphoria, you can't be the parent to a child that might go through this, because you'll counsel them that they shouldn't. And you'll love them, and you'll pray for them, and you'll do all that you can do to get them to stop it. Which you should do. Anything else is child abuse. But the state now says it is legal, nay, it is mandatory that you abuse child. Now, who else could this possibly be the work of? If not the demon, huh? Who else could this possibly be the work of? I said this earlier. It's got to be what one listener wrote to me and says, and calls Asmodeus the demon. So that's where we're at, and I'm reading a June 2010 essay that was written by Frances Beckwith at the Catholic Thing. He predicted all this. Moreover, the whole idea of natural children offspring that are the unique responsibility of a mother and a father whose coupling brought them into being means that accurately identifying such children and their parents and the moral obligations that go along with these roles do not require a state government. That's how I got off on the subject of it doesn't require government. It requires the fourth commandment, honor thy father and mother. It's all the government you need to bring a family into existence. They are, as they say, pre-political. Okay? Honor thy father and mother is pre-political, isn't it? It's pre-1776. It's pre-Runnymede, Magna Carta. It's even pre-Nicene Creed, or Council at Nicaea. But since homosexual unions cannot by their nature produce children, any children such unions call their own must be post-political. That is, they require a state and the legal cooperation of heterosexual unions, including in vitro fertilization, which catechism says is sinful because it's against the natural order, to produce children that gays may adopt. This seems to imply that natural families are the ideal by which we measure and try to replicate in other arrangements. For the law to acknowledge this, however, and to suggest that there may be a qualitative difference between pre- and post-political families is by implication, according to Judge Walker, harmful to gays and lesbians, and quote, an artifact of a foregone notion that men and women fulfill different roles in civic life. Close quote. Well, they do. 7 years ago, again, for that reason, there can be no natural children in a world in which the Johns are unfit to be foster parents. So if the law does not recognize natural parenting as the desideratum of parenting, all is lost. And that's where the law is going today. Here's the question. I asked this yesterday. What are we going to do about it? The Christian cannot acquiesce to this. Under no circumstances can we say yes to this. You have to go Carmelite. To not go Carmelite is to basically say Mammon is correct. God's wrong. Mammon is correct. My mortal, temporal existence is more important than the law of God and the will of God being carried out.